the song of the Lord rise among us. Let the song of the Lord rise among us. Let the praise of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise.
Oh.
Thank you.
and Missionary Baptist Church morning announcements for 12:28. Sunday school every Sunday at 9 a.m. Bible study on Wednesday. Doors open at 5 p.m. Class begins at 5:30 in person and Zoom. Tithes and offerings, benevolence may be put in a box as you enter the sanctuary before service and or as you exit the sanctuary after service. December 31st, 2025, there is a community fellowship New Year's Eve service hosted by Baptist Fellowship at Mount Pisgah Missionary Baptist Church at 1 p.m. Your coming up events, January 3rd, 2026, Saturday Women's Christmas Grove at 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. If you would like to stay for a fellowship and a meal after the session, you are welcome to stay or take a plate to go. Facilitator, Reverend Dr. U.D. Williams. January 10th, 2026, Saturday's Men's Christmas Grove at 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. If you would like to stay for fellowship and a meal after the session, you are welcome to stay or take a plate to go. Facilitary, Dr. U.D. Williams. The Union Missionary Baptist Church Care Ministry. The purpose of the Union Missionary Baptist Church Care Ministry of our church is to strengthen relationship within the congregation by providing spiritual support, emotional support, encouragement, and supportive presence as needed by your congregation. And I have a card. And he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. This Christmas and always we pray that the joy of Jesus be with you. Thank you for the gift, will card, and monitor, importantly, your prayers. Everything is still going on. It's going well. Love you all. Gwendolyn Holloway. And that concludes the announcements for 2025.
Good morning. How do you feel this last Sunday in 2025? Some of y'all sound like y'all sad and it's going away. How do you feel getting ready for the first Sunday in January of 2026? Because no matter how we think, life continues to move on, and so does time. We thank you this morning for being in our presence under the leadership of Dr. U.D. Williams. We welcome you to our members, those who are visiting with us today, those who may be outside listening in their vehicles. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you. At this time, we would like for those that can stand to stand as we do our reading. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and prophets. Love God, love others. Shall we remain standing for our Lord's Prayer? After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, we will have a song from our praise team.
Testing. Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated, cast down, but not destroyed. There's times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles, disappointments. There's times I felt so alone. Some of my friends let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around for me.
Around for me.
Can you feel it?
Around for me.
If I stand strong and believe,
there's
no reason to doubt.
I know he's working.
I know he's working it out.
He's turning around.
He's turning around for me.
Now this is the good news.
Turn it around for me.
Turn it around.
Let's praise him. God, God is worthy of all the praise. God is worthy of all the praise. Let's give a hand clap of praise for Henry. Amen. Put a lot of time and effort and prayer in that ministry. Amen. Amen. We want to acknowledge those who are on the prayer list and all. We call him CJ. We want to pray for CJ. Will you raise your hand, CJ? He is going to Yale University for an internship. He's a strength conditioning, and he's going there. We want to pray for him. Amen. Amen. His daddy ain't going to say nothing, but he miss him already. Amen. 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 So we want to keep him and everybody had a Merry Christmas.
Amen. Amen. So that everybody had a Merry Christmas and that you have a Happy New Year. Amen. 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 And we thank God for you. I'll do my announcements in a minute, but we want to get our minds and our hearts in prayer. Is that all right? All right. There's a song that says, I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, today. If you know those words, if you will please meditate and focus in on who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is. I like our tradition in church, because we say some stuff that's not in the Bible, but it's principle in the Bible. Somebody said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, you won't find a verse to say that, but ain't that true? The principle is there. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I just don't know where I would be. And in response to that, we just have a couple words. It says, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. If you know that, will you please lift that up with us? Song simply says, I love you. Oh, I love you.
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
I love you.
Oh, I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord, today.
Verse says, because you cared for me.
Because you cared.
Traveling. Yeah.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessing that you have bestowed upon us. Father, we thank you for the breath that we take, for the things that we see, the things we're able to say. Father, we thank you. We thank you for whatever strength you have provided us with. Touch our hearts so that we may not lean on our own understanding, but that in all our ways we will acknowledge you and trust in you for all your mighty works. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this fellowship. We thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us in the year 2025 and all the things that are displeasing in your sight, Father, that are hindering our spiritual growth. We pray that you would touch each and every one of our hearts with the Holy Spirit so that we may leave those things in 2025 and not take them into 2026 with us. And when we go into 2026, Father, touch our hearts that we may have more power in our hearts for spiritual growth. Father, we pray that you would just watch over, bless, and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This time we turn the hands, turn this service into the hands of our pastor, Dr. U.D. Williams.
Amen, amen. If you happen, you know, clap your hands. Praise. Come on now, let's give God a hand clap of praise. He brought you through January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and we're about to put a close to December, if the Lord's will. Amen? Amen. We have our ups and downs, but God's been good to us. Amen? Amen. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in today. Amen? Amen. Amen. We want to remind you, those who are interested, that we have our Christian growth. It's hard to believe, but time is here, and 2026 is here. So our first Saturday is coming up this coming Saturday. So we have our women's Christian growth at 10:30 a.m. Amen. Here at the church on Saturday. And then on the second Saturday, we have our men's Christian growth at 10:15. Amen. 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 So those who would like to come on out, I'm the facilitator. There's some good information there. This is a ministry option for those. Again, there is no pressure. Let the Lord lead you. We have several options, several Bible studies and things, and this is a discipleship. That's what the Lord has gifted me with. That's my goal. That's my ministry, discipleship, spiritual formation. So that's what I'm sharing with you. So you can come on out to those Christian fellowship groups. Amen. And this is the foundation of the ministry plan that we are placing here at Union Missionary Baptist Church. Amen? Amen. I have a registration for some virtual opportunity classes. My job as pastor is to encourage you, and that's my goal, to encourage you to develop and nurture and establish a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because through Jesus Christ and a right relationship with Jesus Christ, you have a restored relationship with God. Amen. Amen. And that is my goal. Part of that is being in the Word of God, studying the Word of God, but not only studying the Word of God, but applying the Word of God to your life, where there's transformation to your character, your conduct, and your commitment to kingdom work. Amen. 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 Part of that, I have handed this out. If you are a Sunday school teacher, I have strongly asked and encourage our Sunday school teachers to take some classes. These are just some layperson's classes. These are not seminary classes, but these are just classes to give you a self-idea of some thoughts and concepts as you teach and things of that nature. Those classes are for the Sunday school teachers. So if you don't have the registration form, please see me. I'll make sure that I get you that. And then also, too, is this is also available for everyone else. There's at least about 7 or 8 classes here So if you want to take some classes, if you're interested, and this is virtual, you can do it at home in your pajamas. Amen. If your schedule permits you to do so, I'm going to continue to offer these. And these are through our denominational school. We have a denominational school, and we do not have any allegiance to our district or to our state convention or our national convention. What we use this for is just resources. And these classes align up with our doctrinal beliefs, amen. So I don't have to worry about some crazy doctrine, amen, coming out. It lines up with our Christian beliefs and will nurture you. And these give you an idea that you can take some classes. Some of the classes are introduction to the Bible, effective Bible reading, spiritual formation, survey of the Old Testament, New Testament. There's some other classes and things that are available. And you can look at this registration form if that interests you and you are led by the Spirit, amen. Amen. And if it doesn't fit your schedule, we completely understand. I'm going to be offering these things, these opportunities for spiritual growth. Amen. 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 Because that is my goal and that is my job in your life, to encourage a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. New Year's Eve is coming up. That's December 31st. As you know, we'll be having a joint service at 1 p.m. at Mount Pisgah Missionary Baptist Church. Reverend Sylvester Johnson will be sharing, amen, at that service, 1 p.m. New Year's Eve at Mount Pisgah. He'll be sharing and giving a word at that service. Representative, I won't be there, amen. The wife put something together for me, and I'm just going to go ahead and let her spoil me. Is that all right? Amen, amen. I deserve it. But we're gonna be doing some family things on that day. So Reverend Sylvester Johnson will be there and contributing and participating in that service at 1 p.m. at Mount Pisgah on New Year's Eve. Amen. 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 And then our updated calendar will be coming out. I still got to get word from the pastor's secretary, Sister Mamie. Amen. And she has those updates, and we will try to get it to you by the first, all those updates. Amen. Amen. All right. We're ready for a word. We're ready for a word. If you have your Bibles, John 15 and 5. John 15 and 5.
Jesus, you are the center.
Chapter 15, verse 5.
You are the center of my joy, Jesus. You are the center, Jesus. You're the center of my joy.
John chapter 15, verse 5. If you're not able, we understand. John chapter 15, verse 5. One verse. I want to bring some biblical truths from this verse as we enter a new year. Focus. John chapter 15, verse 5. I'll be reading from the King James Version. If yours sounds different, that may be the reason why. Verse 5 of Gospel of John, chapter 15, says these words, my brother. John 15, verse 5 says these words, my sister. It says, Jesus says, abide in the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I am him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. I want to look at this. For without me, you can do nothing. Can I read that again? For without me, you can do nothing. One more time. For without me, you can do nothing. Amen. You may be seated. Many of us have goals. Wouldn't call them New Year's resolutions, but there's some things that we may even demand it or we want to see come to reality in 2026. 2025 may have been good, may have been bad, may have been indifferent, but all of us is human, and there's some things that we would like to see done in our lives. But I want to say this as your preacher, as your pastor, as your encourager in the Lord, that be reminded that the word of God says, and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of this world, simply says at the end of verse 5, without him, you can do nothing. If you want to try to accomplish some things in your life, can I just tell you a biblical truth? You can't do anything without Jesus Christ as the center of your life. When you wake up in the morning, it ought to be Jesus. When you kick those feet off the bed, it ought to be Jesus. When you open up that refrigerator and see that biscuit and those milks, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus. On your way to work, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus. When you are at work, you ought to say, Jesus. All the time, Jesus must be, should be the priority. Why do you say that, preacher? Because verse 5 says that Jesus shared, without him, you can do nothing. Somebody's trying to get a promotion. Somebody's trying to better your health. Somebody's trying to get this and trying to get that. And you're trying to even get help books and get people for advice. But can I tell you who it starts with? It starts with Jesus. Simply because the biblical truth says, without Jesus, you can't do anything. Brothers and sisters, it's true. It's true. Because if you want true spiritual fruitness, if you want a product of God in your life and a meaningful personal relationship with God, Jesus Christ is the only way. Is the only possible solution to everything. And you have to prioritize. You have to prioritize abiding and staying in a connection with Jesus Christ. That must be number one. So today what I want to talk about is connected to the source. The priority of abiding in Christ. Connected to the source. The priority of abiding in Christ. What do I mean? Is sometimes we can get distracted. Sometimes I can get distracted. Sometimes you can get distracted where our focus shifts. Not on the source, but shifts to the resource. The source is God. God has given us everything that we need. Absent, God is the creator and the sustainer of life. And when we needed a savior, he sent Jesus Christ, his son. But the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall what? Not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved us so much that he gave us Jesus. So we must be connected to God, who is the source, but we must make abiding and staying in Christ a priority. Why? Because without Jesus, you can't do anything. Priority, that's what the preacher talking about. Priority, what is the definition of priority? Priority is something that you treat as important. It must be done, and Jesus must be important in your life. Jesus must be number one. Jesus must be number two. Jesus must be number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Number eight. 9 and 10. Because all of us have a top 10 list. And Jesus must be the priority, because when you align yourself with Jesus, everything else falls in place. Can I talk about your vision, your focus, your perspective, how you see things? If you abide in Christ, you'll see things the way Christ would want you to see things. Your friends and things of that nature, have you ever heard the phrase, birds of a feather flock together? They just attract. Amen. And if Jesus is your priority, then Jesus is in you. And if Jesus is in you, then other Jesus folk will be attracted to you. And instead of praying on you, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, they praying for you. Help me, somebody. I ought to say that again. Instead of praying on you, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, they praying for you, because the Jesus in you attracts other Jesus folk. And both of y'all abiding in Jesus, and you lift it up instead of torn down. I wasn't going to say this, but I got to say it. I need somebody in my corner that's going to tell me and show me it's going to be all right. I already know I'm blemished. I got enough critiques from this world, but I need somebody to say, Reverend, it's going to be all right. Whatever your name is, Gerald, John, Sally, Quenisha, whatever your name is, you need somebody in your corner, good or bad, to say, sister, brother, it's going to be all right. Put your hand in God's hand. I don't have the answers, but I know who does. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Among him there is no other. Jesus is. Somebody know that song? The way. Imagine a gardener tending in the vineyard. Somebody may say vineyard in the garden. And this gardener carefully prunes the branches, ensuring that they are healthy, cutting back the dead branches, that's pruning, adjusting the vine in such a way where it can grow. Reason why I say that, the gardener has to cut some things sometime. Every now and then you have to go through some challenges and be cut in life, so you can grow. But imagine this gardener, and to ensure that this garden is healthy and connected to the vine, without that connection, the branches wither and bear no fruit. The truth is that a vine needs branches to be productive. It can look good and have all them green leaves, but it's not producing anything. It's not going to have a next generation. I don't know about you, but I like grapes. I put them in the freezer. Yeah, I put them in the freezer. I get my grapes from the freezer and things, but I need grapes to produce more grapes, since I like grapes. And in order to be fruitful, I don't want no grapevine with just green leaves. I need a vine that's going to produce me some more grapes. Help me, somebody. And God needs you to be in Jesus Christ, abiding in him. So then, as God is a gardener and he's nurturing you and building you up, he needs you to be healthy so you can produce more Christians and believers. There's somebody that needs to come on and carry on the work of the Lord. And just as the gardener knows the importance of the vine, we must understand our need for connection with Christ. We have to be connected and make Jesus Christ our priority. One of the best scriptures here is this scripture that we have today, John 15:5, which simply says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Let me read that again. I am the vine, Jesus is the vine, and you are the branches. And he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Can I come in your house, sit on your couch and talk to you a little bit? Is that if you're looking at some stuff and you're mad because stuff is not working out, is your priority the stuff? Is your priority the promotion? Is your priority the new car? Or is your priority Jesus and fulfilling the will that God has for you in this life? Because if me, what is your goal, your daddy will take care of you. Whatever you want and whatever you need, whatever you ask for according to his will, he shall supply it to you. But your focus needs to be in abiding in Jesus Christ, number 1 through 10. And in this, he says that he's divine. And this verse highlights that there is an intimate and there is a vital connection between you, the believer, and Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You have to be connected to Jesus. I know many of us are familiar with this verse, but I don't want you to be familiar with the verse. I need you to apply this verse to your life, because it emphasizes the necessity for being in Christ. And if you are in Christ, then you have spiritual growth and fruitfulness. And if you reflect on who God is and what he's done for you, you will truly know that God has made a way that nobody else can make a way. This is an ongoing relationship between you and Jesus Christ, because without him, you can do nothing. Without him, you can't be saved. Without him, you can't have right relationship with God. Without him, you can't have a right mind. John 15 is a part of this Jesus farewell discourse to his disciples occurring during the Last Supper. And Jesus uses this metaphor of the garden and vine and branches to show us the vital relationship between Jesus and you, his disciple. This passage says and emphasizes that Jesus's role as the source of spiritual life, and he's the source of fruitfulness. If you want your life to be fruitful, Jesus is the source. I don't mean no harm when I say this. I don't mean no harm. I'm about to get to my points, and then I'll leave you alone. But I don't mean no harm, but I need to say a biblical truth. Is the church is good, but the church is not the source. It's the resource. Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. The church is lined up with Jesus. So we need to make sure that every time we come in here, Jesus is the center of our joy, that Jesus is the priority of everything that we do. We don't know what people gone through and what they gone through and what they going through, but if they can't hear Jesus anywhere else, they ought to hear it at the church. If they can't be encouraged and get a pat on the back anywhere else, they ought to get it at the church. But can I tell you, don't be one way one time and then another way another time. Don't talk about me, then send me a card. Don't tear me down, then come visit me in the hospital. Let me know which way you're coming from. You're going to be my enemy, then I pray for you. If you're going to be my friend, then I open up your card and read it. Help me, somebody. You got to be consistent in this love, in this being abiding in Christ, because Jesus is love and he is a friend. All right, I promised you I'll come on back. So my first point in looking at this is John 15, 5. If you look at this, it's very fruitful. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. I done read it a couple of times. You got that? It says, verse 5, he says, I'm the vine, you are the what? Branches. That's what it says. So the first thing is I want to say is I understand who I am. Some people don't know who they are, and they're confused because they have no identity. So can I help you? Oh, a child of God. Who you are and whose you are. You are a child of God. And your identity is in Christ. Don't get it twisted. Your identity is not in your possessions. Your identity is not who you're related to. Your identity is not the size of your bank account. Your identity is not if your shoes match the same color as your belt. Your identity is not if everything is, help me somebody, is lined up the way it's supposed to be lined up. Your identity is in Christ and who Christ is in your life. And who are you? The Bible says exactly who you are. It says you are the branches. Oh, I done caught that. Did you catch that? Jesus says who he is. He identified himself as the vine, as the source. But then he says who you are. You are a branch. You ought to be happy about it. That God, through Jesus Christ, done made you a branch. Could have been a twig. Could have been a leaf. But you a branch. Said, I am the vine and you are the branches. That lets you know clearly who you are. Jesus is your source. Jesus is the source of life. And you as a believer are the branches, and you come from the sustenance and the nurture of who Jesus is. This means knowing your identity sets your priorities. If you know you are Jesus's brother or sister, because he's the firstborn among many. If you know that your source is Jesus and you are nurtured by Jesus, then that lines up your priorities. Then gossip is not a priority. Other folk business is not a priority. Worrying if you're going to get this or get that is not a priority. What comes to priority? And what I love about church, y'all, excuse me, but I love coming up in the church. Because we used to say something that not in the Bible, but it's true and the principle is there. I don't know what you come to do. But I come, praise the Lord. My focus is on the Lord. I don't know what you come to do. And let's be honest with each other. It's just you and me. Many use the church for different reasons. They use it for family reunions. They use it for their social. They use it for their business. They use the church for many reasons. But I don't know what you come to do. The reason why I come to church is to praise the Lord with other saints that God has touched their life just like he touched. He's been, if you're going to get in my way, please scoot to the side because I got to shout. He's been just that good. I saw you last Sunday. He was good on Sunday night. He was good all day Monday. He was good all day Tuesday. He was good on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You see me again on Sunday? He's still good. And I got to praise. I don't know what you come to do, but I come praise. Praise the Lord. Reverend, I don't know how we'll say thank you, Jesus. Reverend, I don't know how I'll say hallelujah. I don't know how I'll say he's all right. However you praise the Lord, you need to praise him, and that ought to be the focus. And then it won't feel right when somebody else brings some other stuff. Because you come here to focus in on Jesus. Him, so it's the priority, and not just when it comes to church, but in your life, on your job, you do everything to glorify him, so it doesn't matter what anyone else says or does. Jesus is the light in the midst of your darkness. The Bible says, Ephesians 2:19-22, it speaks of our identity. Somebody writing this down, Ephesians chapter 2, I need you to look at that, verses 19 through 22. It speaks of our identity as members of God's household. And you ought to look at this is because we are built on the foundation of Christ. We just a brick, a part of this whole kingdom, part of this house. We just a little bit. It's not about us, but it's about being built upon the foundation who is Christ. Ephesians 19 through 22. If you look at that, if you understand who you are just a building block and you are part and you are lined up with Jesus Christ. He is your priority. He is your source. He is the one you come from. And understanding who you are and your identity as a branch encourages you to embrace your dependence on Christ. You don't have to tell nobody, but have you been through some stuff? You don't have to tell nobody. Are you going through something right now? You looking for some answers right now? This means you ought to every day recognize that your strength doesn't come from this stuff down here. Your strength comes from Jesus Christ and who he is. It doesn't come by your own efforts. It comes by who Jesus Christ is. Making him a priority. And what does that mean? Aligning your life with Jesus Christ. And who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is love. Jesus Christ is commitment. Jesus Christ is conduct. Jesus Christ is character. There's a Christian standard that comes along with aligning your life with Jesus Christ. Know your identity gives you direction in your priorities. Consider a smartphone. Anybody have a smartphone? About everybody, sister, cousin, mother, and dog has a smartphone. And every smartphone requires a charger. One thing is when you disconnect the charger from the phone, the battery goes low. The longer you keep the smartphone off the charger, the lower the power level gets. And if you fool around like me and you just keep on talking and videos and stuff like that and you see it go to 70%, see it go down to 50%. I'm not going to talk about you. I'm going to talk about me. 33%. 15%. And then sometimes I get with my bad self and go 15%, 5%. And if you do not plug it back into the charger, it'll shut down. And brothers and sisters, that's just the same relationship that some of us unfortunately have with Jesus Christ is he is our source, and we done plugged in and we got charged, but then we disconnect. Some of us even disconnect as soon as we leave here on Sunday. We disconnect. We don't power up. We don't read the word. We don't study the word. We don't love others. We don't do anything, and then we come back Sunday and wonder why our battery is low and some stuff is shut down. It's because you have not stayed plugged in and connected. One thing I've learned about my smartphone that can apply to your spiritual journey and your spiritual life is, especially when I'm in a long journey in my car or somewhere and I'm using my phone or I'm casting it to another TV, watching videos and stuff with my daughter. We love that stuff and we sit there and we do that. But I keep the smartphone plugged in. So while it's doing something for me, it's casting, or I'm talking on it, or I'm on a long journey in my car, it's plugged into the charger. So even though it's burning a lot of energy, it's 100%. And brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but you ought to stay connected. Every day, you ought to stay plugged in and be 100%. Because 99 and a half, I know I don't word y'all too long, but I'm trying to help somebody up in here, that if he is the vine and you are the branches, you have to stay connected with Jesus all the time. If not, what will happen to your energy level, your power level? It will what? Go down and may even shut out because you wonder, well, what am I doing, Reverend? My prayer won't be answered because your power's out. You got to get connected. Stuff is not happening the way I want because your power is out. Are you staying connected with Jesus? Brothers and sisters, we have to on today. Make sure that we are staying connected with who Jesus Christ is. You are identified as the branch. So be a branch. Be a good branch. Be one that produces fruit. The last thing I want to touch on today is that you get some stuff by staying in Christ. You get some stuff by staying in Christ. Jesus states, he it is that bear much fruit. The same, isn't that what it said? He abideth, and I in him, the same bring forth, what did it say? Much fruit. Not many familiar with this. As you look at this, it say, he it is that bears much fruit. The fruit we bear is evidence of our connection to Jesus. If we stay in Jesus, our lives will naturally produce good works and spiritual fruit. You can't help it but be fully charged if you stay connected with Jesus. You can't help it but shout when somebody talk about you. You can't help it but be happy when you go through a crisis or a dilemma because you've seen him do it before. There's no reason to believe that he won't do it now. So that just produces a shout right now, knowing that even though you may not be there, you already know the victory is on his way. He it is that bears much fruit. The fruit we bear is evidence that we connected with Jesus. Patience, somebody got problems with patience, long suffering. But if you can wait on the Lord, and if you can be patient with others and love and build people up and take time when they make mistakes and things of that nature in love, that shows that you're producing the type of fruit that Jesus wants you to produce. Check that Galatians 5:22 out. The fruits of the Spirit. So on today, as I leave you and we meet again, if it's the Lord will, is that you have to realize that you have to be connected to the vine. And being connected to the vine means that you are abiding in the Lord, which means that you are deep and in an enduring relationship that nobody can break. You have to be in right relationship with Jesus Christ if you are to be fruitful in God's kingdom. And here at the end of verse 5, it says, without me, you can do nothing. I said I'm through. So on my way to the through, can I remind you? Without him, you can do nothing. You woke up this morning, couldn't do it without Jesus. Realize you was breathing, you inhaled and you exhaled. Couldn't do it without Jesus. Somebody stepped up out the bed and turned on the light. Couldn't do it without Jesus. Somebody got blew up with the texts this morning on your phone and was able to see the text. You couldn't see it without Jesus. Fooled around and made it to church this morning. Couldn't do it without Jesus. Has there anybody here made it through the storm and the rain? Heartaches and pain. I'm here to tell you today that the Lord is, he's all right. He's all right. He's all right with me. If it had not been for God's hand of mercy on your life and you putting your hand in your hand and your hand in his hand, wouldn't be able to make it. He's all right, I tell you. If you abide in him, if you are in him, he'll be in you. Because without Jesus, you can't do anything. If you got strength in your arm, go ahead and wave your arm in a prayer. If you got strength in the other arm, go ahead and wave the other arm. If you go on with your bad self, got strength in both of them, wave both of them at the same time and tell me no honor is Satan. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where. I don't know where I would be. And whatever, so the message is, whatever you're trying to accomplish and whatever you're trying to do, honey girl, my brother, you can't do it without Jesus. Money only buy you so much. Degrees can only get you so far. Your last name can only get you so many places. But I'm so glad that I have Jesus and one glad getting up morning when this life is over, and I shall fly away and stand at the gate. Jesus is going to let me on in. I'm going to say howdy, 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 howdy. No more pain, no more suffering, no more confusion, because I know Jesus and Jesus knows me. You know Jesus, and Jesus knows you. And without him, you can do nothing. You can't make it down here without Jesus. And you can't make it into heaven without Jesus. Well, this favorite song my uncle used to sing there. He sang it his way. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Oh, oh, Lord. Somebody needs you, Lord. Come by here. Thank you. my brother. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Is there one? My brother, my sister, you may come down. You may raise your hand. Oh, come by. Somebody has not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can come down, my brother. Come down, my sister. You can raise your hand. We'll come to you. If this one does not have a church home and you would like this to be a church home, you can come down. Come by here, dear Lord. Come by here. Come by here, dear Lord. Come by. Come accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Come connect with this church. I don't know how 2025 has worked out, but can I share with you? If it had not been for God's grace, if it had not been for God's mercy, if it had not been for God empowering you, you wouldn't be able to be standing here right now. Some challenges, you may have had some struggles. I've had some challenges and struggles, but I've learned through it all to say thank you, Lord. I'm still here. Somebody counted you out. Somebody thought you wouldn't make it, but you're still here. You ought to tell the world I'm still here in spite of it all. And the same God that kept you in 2025 is the same God that's going to keep you in 2026. He's worthy, church. He's worthy to be praised. But without Jesus, you can do nothing. You must make him a priority in your life. Father God, now may the grace, we praise you, we give your name the glory, honor, praise in all things. Now may the grace of God, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest and abide with each and every one of us. Let us all say together, amen.